I mentioned earlier all of the global currencies that are getting plastered, and some at 25-year lows versus the US dollar. The Malaysian currency is getting beaten. Indonesia's getting hit. India's getting hit. We've been hit. We're not at record lows, but we're very close to record lows. Huge volatility, not only in investment markets, but also in currency markets. And that undermines confidence. It undermines the ability to do long-term planning, particularly if you want to invest, particularly if you want to bring money in, take money out. As a, you know, and for companies, this is a very, very tricky thing to do. For you, it may be whether, you know, how you time your forex purchase for your your holidays in the winter months, for example. Let's talk to Andre Cilia, director and currency strategist at Treasury One. And yeah, we've gone through these enormous whipsaws of volatility, and we're back in the maelstrom of that volatility right now, Andre, with the view that America is just not yet in the mood to cut interest rates.
Yes, good evening, Bruce, and good evening to all the listeners. If one looks at their figures coming out, the retail sales figure increased by 0.7% in March, but the core retail sales jump for February was revised to 1.1%, which was an upward revision. So that leads to people reworking their numbers in terms of their growth rate for the first quarter, which seems to be have ended really well. And now expecting growth in the U.S. to run around the 3% level for the first quarter. Now, that points clearly to very robust growth still. An economy and consumers doing really well, and that puts the Federal Reserve at ease in saying we don't really need to cut rates because the economy is doing well. They can continue buying back all their bonds, draining money and liquidity out of the market as per plan, and wait for inflation to actually subside, which does not seem to be the case at the moment. And that, of course, gets helped by geopolitical tensions. That's on the increase, and the possibility of an oil price that might surge to higher levels, which will place further problems into the U.S. in terms of inflation that might be not turning downwards, but upwards.
And that raises the risk of a rise in interest rates, which 6 months ago seemed impossible because we were meant to be into the rate cutting cycle by now. Here we sit at the bottom tip of Africa. We are very used to a hugely volatile exchange rate. We're used to a weakening exchange rate and a steadily weakening exchange rate. We're going into our own election cycle. And I'm not too sure that despite all of the noise and clutter, that we have in our political discourse and in the public discourse in South Africa, that much of that is having that much of an impact, really, on currency valuations at the present. It is all about these distant and unfortunately quite boring global issues.
It is, unfortunately, and one can call it a boring issue, but that is the key driver to markets. You know, the economies in the world are very, very interlinked. It's a global environment, and the biggest economy in the world is the United States of America, and unfortunately they are pretty much in charge of dictating the path for other countries. Locally, I don't think that the elections is currently having a major impact on anything. I think that could change as we get closer to the elections, and I think even after the elections we will have a more dramatic impact when we start talking about coalitions and how they are formed and with whom they are formed. But for the moment, that's on the back foot. The global center is center stage at this point in time.
No, exactly. And for anybody who's planning either bringing money in or taking money out, how do they best plot timings on these things, if that is at all possible in the current environment. I mean, we accept that at some point American interest rates do start to drop. At some point things start to settle down and people get used to whatever the status quo will be in South Africa. And then you kind of normalize a little bit from the what I hope is a fairly short-term blowout at the moment. What's your reading?
Okay, so when one speaks about taking money out of the country, then it's for the diversification of your investment portfolio. And I don't think that the value of the currency at the point that you take it out becomes the most important thing. The emphasis should be on the diversification and having your eggs spread over more than one basket. And then it's about the growth that gets returned. And when one diversify and look at investments in other areas, then I don't think one should be looking at a currency play, but how do you diversify, firstly, in which asset classes you diversify into, and then you should look and measure the growth over a longer period rather than just a currency play that is a very short-term gain or loss. So I don't think that the currency value should play a major role in the diversification of your portfolio.
That's a very important answer, Andre Celia. Thank you very much indeed. Director and currency strategist at Treasury One. We do get hit up in the short term. We do get, 20 to the dollar, whatever the case might be. It creates panic rather than cool, calm, logical thinking. And I think that's very important. Thank you very much to Andre this evening here on the